Hello, and welcome to this episode of The Sidelined. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette.
I'm a co-host, Morgan Mance.
And we're back at it with another episode of CFL Week 9 this week, correct?
Yep.
Preview. It's actually going to be a short week, but like always, follow us on Twitter, at @A_Ouellette31.
And at @MorganMance1.
And also check out our sideline Twitter, @the_sideline. So, let's waste no time. Let's kick it off. CFL Week 9, Thursday night, 8 p.m., Edmonton, B.C. Where do you want to begin?
Well, B.C. just came off a 27-18 loss to the Stampeders. How long can they play Travis Lule?
How long?
I don't think they should keep playing him. They need to put Jennings back in. Just, Travis Lule is, like I always say, he's one hit away from being broken. And his time, he had his time, he had his good years. It's just, I don't think that the answer for BC is to play him.
I'm going to disagree on that. I quite like how Travis Lule has been playing lately. You got to think he played, what was it? They played Calgary, and didn't they play, before they played Calgary, they played Edmonton, or some tougher team. I'll actually see if I can find, if the TSN app actually lets me look. But I like Travis Lule. You know, like last week he was 25 for 39, 281, and one touchdown against Calgary. Calgary, hands down, is the best team in the league. And they kept it within, what, 9 points?
Yeah, I don't know. They played Ottawa.
Ottawa. Okay. I wasn't too sure.
They had a bye week last week.
Okay. But I just like how Travis Lule is playing. It's just, it's been tough, I'd say.
Tougher teams.
Yeah, they've been playing tougher teams. And you gotta think, okay, if Lule's doing well now, and it's not like Jennings was, he got hurt, but before he got hurt, he was having a good year. He was having a bad year right off the bat. And I'm just worried, if you do put Jennings back in, what are we going to see? Like, you got Travis Lule, who's the hot hand. He's not winning you games, but he kept that Stampeders team close.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, Lule's not going to be around forever.
Yeah.
They got to start developing somebody. And BC, they're in the West, so they're always going to have to play. If Lule decides to retire this year, they're going to have the same problem next year then. They're going to have to play Edmonton. They're going to have to play Calgary.
But do you think that BC, if Lule does retire, they go for a quarterback that could possibly hit free agency?
I don't know. I don't think they jump on a quarterback right away. I think if they do plan on playing Lule for the rest of the season, Jennings needs to start showing up on the second squad in practice.
Just to have that potential, like, okay.
Well, yeah, he's got to be showing these guys, like, I'm still here. Or maybe they do go out for a quarterback, and that drives Jennings to be like, okay, I want my job here. This is me. This is how I'm playing.
But yeah, looking back at that Lions Stampeders game, it was 27-18. They rushed BC rushed the ball. 11, their running back, Johnson, 11 carries, 50 yards, one touchdown. And their wide receiver, Burnham, 7 seven catches, 76 yards, one touchdown. And they kept Calgary to 27 points. As a defensive unit.
Yeah, putting up what Lule put up, like 25 for 39, 281 yards.
And a touchdown?
Against a team that's not putting up 370 yards with Bo Levi Mitchell. They could have won. If they were playing someone like
Hamilton,
the Riders maybe even.
Riders aren't looking the greatest at the moment. I don't know what's going on. I hope once they're on the
just bye, like week. Right now, like Bo Levi is putting over 300 yards a game, and a guy like coming up this week, Mike Riley, is putting up miraculous yardage.
God, yeah, that I hope BC's defense can keep Edmonton quiet as well.
Yeah, Saskatchewan did put up a good game. You know, they didn't let them run away with the points. It was a close game, just like the BC and Calgary game. 26-19. And, you know, Saskatchewan did hold Riley to under 300 yards. And he wasn't even 50%.
And, yeah, you've got... You'd take the Riders' defense before you took BC's defense. But would you rather take BC's offense versus the Riders' offense?
No. I like the Riders' offense. If their quarterbacks... Claros, he had a good game. He looks like he's coming back strong. They keep on... They got some good wide receivers. Add Terrell Owens to the mix, you know?
Lucky that Saskatchewan's not playing this week, because I could go for quite a rant about why they shouldn't. But I don't know why every week, for some reason, for the last 3 weeks or the last three games they played, I've always thought they had a fighting chance to win. Ottawa, I honestly thought they could have won that one. Calgary last week, I thought, you know, offensively they were better than the Riders when the Riders played Calgary, so
they definitely weren't out of it.
Yeah, 9 points.
They never looked like they were ever out of it.
So then, that's why I'm thinking, you know what, the Lions could possibly win this week, because let's switch to Edmonton. Edmonton, you may have the greatest quarterback, well, hands down, greatest quarterback this year in Mike Riley, but your defense.
Yeah, really, because Calgary's defense really didn't skip a beat from last year. Like, look at their team. Were they 8-0 now? 7-0?
7-0, that. But Edmonton's defense is looking at...
Edmonton's defense is a little rocky. They don't always have the best games. And just... Like, I don't... Even their offense. If you took Mike Riley away from that offense, would Edmonton be the same team? Like, they've got some good wide receivers, but they don't have any really top... Well, Darrell Walker, he's good, but like...
Here's an example. Look at Adams, who's now a Montreal Alouette. He left Edmonton, and it's... Has he even caught a ball this year? Like, honestly, it's... He's disappeared.
Yeah.
So, but looking at... I just pulled up Edmonton's, like, stats. Points for 198. Points against 167. So, it's clear that this is an offensive team. But they do let up points.
But to keep putting them up on the board. But you come against a team that's got a strong defense... Can you win the shootouts?
And I think this is going to be a good game. You know, we don't really... Riders aren't playing. It's just... I have a feeling that the Lions might be hitting their groove soon. I really do. Because ever since Lule's came in, they've been close.
Yeah. I think if they are getting into a groove and they are getting better, and but I can't see them beating the Eskimos this week. Maybe next week they're going to take their first win with Travis Lule at the helm. But they play Travis Lule, he gets hot, boom, he's hurt. Then you're back to Jennings. You may as well have just played him all year if he's going to play the same way he has been.
Yeah. So, kind of, who are you you're taking Edmonton, I'm guessing?
I am going to say 28-17.
Another one of those close games that... Is it going to be a...
Mike Riley's going to go for 300 yards.
Start off hot and then cool down, or is it going to be...
No, he's going to...
He's just a balanced guy.
He's not. But another thing I don't like about Mike Riley's good, and he passes for lots of yards, and he's probably the best quarterback in this league this year. But I just don't like CJ Gable is their running back, and he has came out and said, like, I know if we're first and one, first and three, second and two, that I'm not getting the ball. Mike Riley calls his old number every time they're on the goal line. Yeah. And,
yeah,
that's a good way to get hurt.
I'm pretty sure he's, like, up there for rushing touchdowns. I'm pretty sure he's, like, he's got to be tied. I'll pull up the stats, but I thought I was looking at it, and I was quite surprised about actually how much rushing touchdowns he actually has. I want BC to win, though. I don't know why. Just for some reason, I want to see them win.
Well, I think they have a surefire win next week when they play the Argonauts. So,
what, right here, Russian touchdowns. Who? Guess who's leading the league? Just guess.
Mike Riley.
Mike Riley's 6. But Franklin's behind him with 6, but... excuse me, what? Rushing touchdowns and then passing touchdowns? You don't really want to see your quarterback leading the league at the moment, rushing touchdowns. It's a long season, so I think that's going to change. Want to get on to our Friday game.
Yep, Ticats, Winnipeg. Ticats look like seasoned veterans trade away Johnny Manziel for 2 first-round picks.
All
still clicking.
Well, not only that, they got Chris Williams, wide receiver. Got him. And then they got more. I believe they got some players, a player in return. I think an offensive lineman. Tiger Cats, Blue Bombers, Tiger Cats... I hope that big victory didn't just... Oh, yep. Look at us.
We're the best in the league.
We're the best in the league because you're going against a Winnipeg team whose defense is...
Yeah, Adam Big Hill. That's all I got to say about Winnipeg. He's so good.
I like their safety. Tyler Lawford. I like him. He's Canadian. I really like him. But... I think Luca, I don't know his last name. Luca,
what position is he?
Wide receiver.
For who?
Tiger Cats. First name's Luke.
Luke Tasker?
Yeah, I think he's back.
Well, that's going to help the Tiger Cats out. You know, they played kind of a pushover team last week. I've got some choice thoughts about the Alouettes.
The Our more next and more game,
I think of it, but yeah, the Ticats, they just
offensively, they are,
well, Mazzoli, he's just coming out of the weeds from last year. They have Zach Claros, who looked like he was going to be the main man in Hamilton, and then all of a sudden Mazzoli comes out and he's just fire.
But could you say, let's be realistic, take Mazzoli out of that position, put in a different quarterback. They're going to have success. You've got to admit it. The wide receiver threats that are out there, the running back rotation, and that offensive line is good.
Yeah, they have a pretty stacked team. Tasker and Speedy B.
Then Williams, and then they have another bigger wide receiver. I blank on names. So bad. So much. But it's one of those things. Tiger Cats, okay, you played well against Montreal. I feel bad for him. You're playing against Winnipeg, who they're coming off the bye, correct?
Winnipeg?
Yep.
Yeah.
Both teams. No, my bad. I forgot. So it's one of those. Harris is going to be fresh legs at defense. I bet you watched the game, been studying the film, because Jeremiah Mazzola, when he's playing tough defensive units, he does struggle. He does kind of...
Yeah, he doesn't look like a quarterback like he does against Montreal. That's for sure.
Just look at the Riders' defense, what they were able to do to him. Do you see, in this game, do you think Winnipeg could also keep him, Mazzola, quiet?
Well, it all depends. If Tasker's back, that's a big factor for me.
Mm-hmm.
You have very many options. Tasker's one of those guys that could easily put up 100 yards and maybe a TD or two.
Yeah.
So, it's tough for me to say. They've got good wide receivers this year. They've got a decent line. They've got good running backs.
Defensively, they are a strong unit.
It's tough for me to say. I don't really follow the Ticats enough to tell you much things, but
want to kind of switch it to Winnipeg side and just talk about what could we see offensively. What is it going to be? Harris show once again?
Well, I would think so. Name a wide receiver that plays in Winnipeg that's any good who's not Weston Dressler, who's old.
I quite like Dembski. Dembski's coming out of...
From Saskatchewan.
Yeah, he's on Winnipeg, though, but he's looking good.
Yeah. Winnipeg's tricky for me because Winnipeg's coach, Michael Shea, is a special team specialist. And that's always one thing I like to watch when Winnipeg plays, is because they always have some kind of tricky special team-ish thing. And yeah, just it's a fun game to watch. There's always a fake kick or a fake punt, and lots of teams wouldn't try it, but O'Shea is one of those risk takers that he just... And he's got a lot of faith in Harris. But like I would too if I was coaching Harris.
Winnipeg's definitely, being in the West, they are definitely middle of pack team though. Yeah, I definitely feel that.
If you look at West wins and losses, then you go look at the East.
Yeah.
The third team, the fourth team in the West is better than the first team. Yeah. Or they're the same. The West is way harder to play in.
Ooh, fun little fact. Just swiped over and was looking at Winnipeg's stats. Points for 239. Points against 147. Holy, I honestly think it's just because they're in the West. No, not the East. Well, just, West, yeah, West.
If you put Winnipeg in the East as the fifth team, Montreal, Toronto, they're two wasteful teams. Anybody can beat them. Even Saskatchewan, you put them over in the East. You put BC in the East. Any of those teams. If you say you put Calgary in the East,
I wonder,
Calgary would never lose.
I really just wonder, where is it they split between what's West and what's East? Honestly, where do they split? Because if they split in, I'm surprised they don't split in Saskatchewan to move Winnipeg to the East. Because that's center.
Mm-hmm.
But to have Winnipeg in the West, where's the split in it?
True.
I
don't like how the CFL's got their thing set up, because it comes to show you that
there's like, definitely a stronger conference. Oh,
of course
here.
There is. And a team like Toronto, even losing Ricky Ray, they won the Grey Cup last year. And now they're last. But it just comes to show you that the East is so easy to get into the playoffs in.
Yeah, they're 2-5. Ugh. They could. How many teams go into playoffs? Do you know off the top of your head?
I think six. Because one team gets one in the East, one in the West, get a bye.
Okay.
And then. And usually, a West team crosses over into the East.
It's weird just kind of thinking about it. Like, Winnipeg's at the moment would be slotted in.
If anything happens,
it's a toss up between,
like, right now, if anything happens, like, Saskatchewan's gonna cross over.
Yep. Saskatchewan's
and right now they would play Hamilton first.
Yep. And but like Toronto's 2-5, they could somehow get through. Like,
in the East, you're not out of it.
It honestly is, like, it's, but like, that's kind of, get back to the game. Looking at Winnipeg's stats now, I think Winnipeg's going to win. Just looking at points for and then points against.
I hope Winnipeg wins, just because you're playing a team like Montreal. Johnny Manziel is starting his first game in the league. I know this is last week. And you lay 50 points on them. Like, if you're winning 35-11 or 30-11... like, could you step off the gas a little bit? Play some of your second string guys. Play some of your third string guys. I just hate teams that just, especially to, like, your first game and he played on your team and you hyped him up on your team and then you just lay it to him.
So
I hope that Winnipeg comes into this game and just destroys. Like, just ends Mazzoli's career.
I definitely think Winnipeg is going to win this game. I'm quite surprised, actually, how strong their offense was. I really thought it was going to be right close. But I'm saying Winnipeg is going to win this one. I don't know what to expect.
I don't know what the score is, but I'm just saying, if Winnipeg has the chance, do the same thing they did to Montreal. If you could score 50 points on those guys and only let 7 against, keep doing it. Drive it to them. Score 100.
Okay. Getting to our last game this week. It's quite depressing, this CFL.
This week.
It's only.
This week 30. Should have been the week Johnny Manziel started, for my opinion.
You think so?
Johnny Manziel should have started this week, not against his old team. He didn't have very many games with his old team, and you can't. I'm not going to come out here and tell you. Oh, they knew what he runs and what his patterns are and what his strengths and weaknesses are.
Oh, they did. You got to think about it. They've had him. I'll agree with last week was the worst week. And it was going to be the hardest week for Johnny Manziel. Because you're playing a team that for how long? It's been a month into the season?
Yeah, but...
but they've had him for that long. They practice. They know what he's.
You got to think, Johnny Manziel. He got traded 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
He had two practices with them. Then they played. He didn't start at all. Didn't do any reps. And then what did they play on a Saturday last week?
I'll take a quick look.
No, they played on Friday.
Friday?
No, that was 2 weeks. No, I want no, 2 Friday. Weeks ago. I want 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
When he first got traded. When he first got traded,
they played on Thursday.
On Thursday. So he got traded on Tuesday. So he got Wednesday. He got Tuesday, Wednesday, practice. How many days do you take off if you play on Thursday? Do you take the weekend?
You can't.
So what do you? How many days do you take off?
Yeah.
Two?
I.
So if you take off 2 days and you practice Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you play, would they play Thursday or Friday?
They played Friday.
So, and you have a light practice on Friday. So, altogether, Johnny Manziel has got 6 to 7 practices with a new team. And you're starting him? The guy doesn't even have 10 practices under his belt.
And I feel like this would have been different if he would have went to a team that has talent.
Has some weapons.
Yes.
The guy might have been a Heisman Trophy winner in 2014, but...
He had Mike Evans.
He had Mike Evans. And really, the guy hasn't played any competitive ball in 4 years. Then you throw him in after 7 practices with a new team and expect, yep, this guy's going to go out. He's going to make our franchise great again.
I definitely don't blame him completely on his 4 interception game.
His first one was tough. That was him.
Yep.
And it was also tough that it was his first pass in the league. Went for an interception. And that's tough, and that's going to haunt him. But
he was getting chased down. That offensive line wasn't...
Say, like we just said, put Johnny Manziel in Mazzoli's position. They trade Mazzoli instead of Manziel. Manziel becomes a starter. Manziel, obviously, he's going to look better.
It's definitely... Could you put Mike Riley into this situation and say Mike Riley's still going to be successful?
Mike Riley win me games? Probably not. Not with the weapons they have in Montreal.
And I feel bad for the guy, kind of.
Well, I like if everybody... I hope it doesn't happen. I hope that the critics and the media don't rip Johnny Manziel apart. I hope people just don't think that he's... we're done with him. He's a bust. I hope they just don't throw him under the bus. They've got to give him a chance. If he comes out the next 3 games in a row and throws 4 interceptions every game, maybe the CFL wasn't the right choice for him.
I'd give him this whole... I'd give him 2 years. This whole year to be like, okay, this is the CFL. And then in the off season, Montreal, try and work your magic, get guys into Montreal, and then next year, once he's hopefully got some more talent around him, that's when you really do the, okay, let's see if he can check off the boxes we want him to check off. That's my big thing.
But playing against a team like the Red Blacks, for they're shaky for me. Harris, he can either have a really good game.
Did you watch the game last week?
No.
Cool. Ottawa lost.
To Toronto.
That was one of those, we were waiting for the Rough Rider game. My dad and I, we were kind of throwing it on, and it was like, whoa, they're going to blow it. Like, yeah, Trevor Harris, he was 27 for 35, 381 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Toronto didn't play Franklin?
Yeah, you didn't hear that? Franklin got benched. And they put Bethel Thompson, who...
Looks like he had a really good four TDs, 302 yards, 25 for 37.
And even SJ Green came back, and
yeah, and then a guy like, God, I really hope he's not. He picks her up. James Wilder Jr. has got to pick her up.
Well,
Seth, I know he had a big passing game, but like 17 carries, he still got 17 carries.
Yeah, that's.
And he only got 72 yards.
72?
72 yards for 17 carries. Like, what's he averaging on that?
4.2 yards, which, not bad.
Yeah, but then you look at a guy like, go to Ole Eskimos and the Riders.
Trey Mason. I like that guy. But this, Ottawa's got to figure out what they're doing. Yeah, you're playing in the East. It's weaker. But you can't be playing like this and then playoffs come, because you're...
Yeah. But, like, back to, like, you go to Saskatchewan. 7 carries, 62 yards for Trey Mason.
7 carries for 62?
7 carries for 62.
It's an 8.8 average.
And Trey Mason, this is his first year in the league. And James Wilder Jr. was, what was he, number 8 this year for 50 best CFL players?
But you gotta say, you know, yeah, we want to see Franklin have a better game, but another year, team's got tape. Mason, first year. Ottawa, this is where you need to really fix what's going on. You can't be doing this. Toronto, who the week before, like, they were...
If they lose to the Alouettes this week after coming off a loss against Toronto... Me personally, I'm looking for a new QB.
Is it QB or head coach?
I think it's QB. Look at Ottawa. When they first came into the league, they were bums. Second year in the league with the same coach.
Another year to...
They won the Grey Cup the second year.
No, but another year to get used to the system, adjust. It's just, you're thinking it's...
I think Trevor Harris taking over the team from Henry Burse, and he can't shine in the light. Maybe they need to...
Do you think it's a mental game that for some reason, when it comes down to, you know, like, what was it? Not the loss against Toronto, but the win against the Tiger Cats, when they only scored by 7 field goals. Like, this, you can't be winning a game
by winning with field goals
and then coming out, yeah, you come out strong offensively, score 41 points, that's a good game, but then defensively you don't show up.
I'm just thinking for this week, Red Blacks having quarterback issues, having coaching issues,
whatever it is, you really got to find your groove.
They've got to do something
if you want to go well in playoffs.
I'm saying this week, Johnny Manziel doesn't play the whole game. I think him and Vernon Adams Jr.
Boom. Thought you were going to bring that up. He's hurt.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, I guess Manziel's playing the whole game.
He's got it.
Well, Drew Willey, is he back yet? Or is he still hurt?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know about Drew Willey either, but...
Johnny's got to play.
I want to say Alouette's winner. Just the past weeks that the Red Bucks have been having, I'm saying Alouette's are winning. And then all the guys that said, oh, Manziel, he's trash, bad trade, when he comes out and wins, everybody's like, I was a Manziel fan from the beginning. I knew he had one bad start and then he was God.
You know, I really want to say Montreal is going to win this one. But honestly, when it comes down to it, roster-wise, talent-wise, Red Blacksters have better talent. And yeah, talent wins you games.
Oh yeah. No doubt about it.
But is this going to be a mental game? Whoever's prepared mentally. Because, honest, that's the reason Ottawa hasn't been having a great season.
And the Alouettes. They could come out two ways. They come out being real hungry, coming off a 50-11.
An embarrassment
game. Or they could come off with such bad confidence from getting embarrassed so much that they just can't get anything going.
I think players around Johnny Manziel, I believe I heard this correctly, they owned up that, you know what, we weren't. It wasn't just Johnny.
You can't put all the blame on him.
So I think I'll go with the, they're going to come out hungry and be like, hey, don't write off Johnny. He's our guy. Mm-hmm. So you're going Montreal.
I want Montreal. I hope they win. I hope Manziel gains confidence. I hope everybody, his whole team comes out and says, hey, like you said, he's our guy. Don't blame everything on him. Blame it on us. We need to get Johnny a W. I think they're going to win 17-14.
I definitely think that Ottawa could be a team they could win against. I just talent-wise, Ottawa's a good team. It's not shown on the football field some weeks. So I'm going to say Ottawa wins it, and I think it's going to be a, what would you say, 21-14 kind of close, but
yeah, I don't think there's going to be any 4 TDs. It's not going to go over 21.
You thinking that's it for this episode?
I'm good.
It's been a quiet week. I think it's a short week, not three games.
Yeah, this week's going to be a little disappointing for CFL fans.
But I'm looking excited for this. And yeah, let's end it off. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette.
I'm the co-host, Morgan Matz.
And make sure you check us out on YouTube. YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, and Twitter now, @_sideline. And have a great evening. Bye.